little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway. Stroked a little girl's hair on the lone highway. On the lone highway. On the lone highway. On the lone highway. Strange drifters hitchhike on the lone highway. Cheap motels and beer on the lone highway. Don't trust anyone on the lone highway. On the lone highway. On the lone highway.
Even Holocaust victims, yes, Holocaust victims have been taken hostage. I mean, these Holocaust victims have gone from one Holocaust to another. It's almost like a movie. Yes, and even babies are being beheaded, 40 babies beheaded by the Palestinians. And grandmothers are being killed too, by the way. And did I mention the Holocaust yet? Don't forget the Holocaust. We're being told that this is the most number of Jews killed since the Holocaust. And they really are attempting to implant the idea that this is another Holocaust. Basically, to justify the ongoing mass slaughter and the one that they plan on doing. And guys, it won't be long before the Palestinians are making soap and lampshades out of Jews and firing up the ovens. Oh yeah, that's next on the propaganda docket. But for now, we have babies being beheaded. And guys, could you possibly write a more inflammatory script if you tried? And I'm sure everyone out there remembers the incubator baby story from Gulf War I. You recall that the young girl with a hyper-emotional voice on the verge of tears telling us how they were taking babies out of the incubators and throwing them on the cold floor. All designed, of course, to evoke people's bloodlust and normalize war. We have to go to war, guys. There's no choice. There's no other options. War is the only answer to this. Steering humanity into bloodshed. And of course, this is the old trick of war propaganda. Kind of going back to World War I with the German Huns hoisting babies upon bayonets, which was some of Eddie Bernays' earliest work. Yes, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who went on to pioneer the use of psychology in advertising to the Goyim cattle. Quite a story there with Eddie Bernays. But yeah, guys, the official death count now, according to Israeli sources, and this is interesting, the official death count now is 1,300 dead in Israel and 3,300 wounded. And, you know, I'm not a big numbers guy where if I see certain numbers, I go, oh my God, it's the Illuminati. I'm not that way. But, you know, this is interesting that we have 13 and 33 in the official death and wounding count. Could be a coincidence. You know, but I don't think so. I mean, those certainly are interesting numbers. Of all the numbers, it ends up just happened to be, you know, 13 and 33. And, you know, it's almost like someone's trying to tell us something when they use those kinds of numbers. But as I've said before, I really do believe that the official numbers are vastly overinflated. I think the real numbers are much lower. I think this attack was actually much smaller than they're making it appear to be. And, you know, it's interesting, guys. I've been looking at, you know, the footage from this music festival that was supposedly ambush. And, you know, I think they're claiming 250 Jews were killed during this music festival. But I've been looking at the sort of the aftermath and whatever footage I could find of this. And I'm telling you, this needs to be looked into further. I hope someone else can dive further into this, because this doesn't look right. It doesn't pass the smell test in many ways. And one thing that really, really caught my eye, because I've seen a couple of different clips from drone footage and cameras on the ground of the cars that were parked at this festival, the, you know, the leftover cars. And for one thing, they're all parked very, very close together in an odd way. One car is turned over on its side, even though there's a car right in front of it and a car right behind it. Not sure how one car ended up on its side. But the really weird thing, guys, is that almost all of the cars are white. You know, they showed like maybe 100 cars in these different, you know, clips. I'd say 70% of the cars are white. And, you know, the remaining cars were either black or dark gray. You know, I guess it's possible that, you know, everyone that went to the festival drove a white car, but it's really unlikely, because if you've ever known the type of people that go to these, you know, trance music festivals and take ecstasy, they like to drive, you know, cars that have bright, gaudy colors. They like to customize their cars, put bumper stickers all over their cars, do little things to, you know, show their personality in their car. But none of these cars had a single bumper sticker, you know, nothing, no sign of sort of, you know, alternative culture there at all. So I found that to be very odd, and it doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't look right. The whole thing looked staged. And again, I'm not saying nobody died, but I really do think the whole scope of this attack in general was much smaller than they're trying to make it look like. Of course, to justify the retaliation that's coming and ongoing, actually. You know, but meanwhile, back in reality, even the mainstream media is having to admit that somewhere around 340,000 Palestinians have been displaced. That's the word they're using on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Yes, 340,000 people displaced. And I think that's basically a euphemism for made homeless, or their building leveled, or their building space destroyed or made unlivable somehow. And that's a lot of people, guys. 340,000, that's a decent-sized city. And the mainstream media is also admitting that more than 6,000 bombs have been dropped on Gaza already. And that figure, 6,000, was from a few days ago. And, you know, the bombing campaign is ongoing. So I'm sure the number is actually higher than that. And it's interesting to me that, as of yet, the mainstream media has not shown any real signs of mass destruction in Israel. And I've been scanning, you know, everywhere I can to look for actual proof of damage. There really isn't much, guys. I told you last week about the fire with bright orange flames and black smoke conveniently behind this big hedge and a wall so you couldn't see what was actually on fire. And a few nights ago, Lester Holt toured Israel, and they showed some proof of damage. And basically, it's really amazing, guys. All it was a hole in the street, in the pavement, about the size of a shoebox. Yeah. About the size of a shoebox, and not even as deep as a standard shoebox. Then there's a little bit of rubble behind him, but they never showed the building. Like, the camera was placed very carefully to not show the building, other than, you know, a few chunks of cement near the stairs. Very interesting camera work there, guys. You know, yet conversely, there is ample footage, more footage than you can ever want to watch, of the, well, I would just say essentially carpet bombing of Gaza, the mass destruction of people's living quarters. It's really shocking. It's hard to see. It's hard to watch. But I really do think there's a huge miscalculation going on here. They really think they have total control of the narrative because they control television. But this is looking pretty bad to most people around the world. And I think this is a big miscalculation. And I think they're actually panicked inside of Israel as to what to do next. And, you know, it's just amazing how in America, the only coverage we see on, you know, official sources, television, is basically a parade of Jews. Let's be honest, a parade of Jews or dual citizens who are directly connected to Israel, giving us their side of the story. But part of the miscalculation at play here is that, you know, the younger generation, they don't even watch the news on TV. They get all their news on Twitter and other alternative sources, you know, social media. And the social media is just on fire with all kinds of information about the history of Palestine and the conflict and, you know, the long history of abuse, let's say. They can't cover it all up anymore. But again, this is not our fight, guys. It really isn't. This really, America should not be involved in this. But of course, without America, there wouldn't even be Israel as we know it. Let's be honest. And it's just amazing how we see this parade of kosher conservatives, you know, falling all over themselves and all really reading from the same script, convincing us that we must support Israel at all costs, no matter what they do. And it is going on and on with this, you know, it's a new Holocaust narrative. Every single one of them, it's really quite amazing. They've all been handed some kind of a script from central casting. Here's something interesting I just learned today. with all this talk of the Holocaust being drilled into our heads, this is a new Holocaust. There are six World War II Holocaust-related movies coming to a theater near you between now and Christmas. Isn't that interesting? Six World War II Holocaust-related movies. Gee, the timing of this is, well, convenient at the very least. These are big productions, too. I guess there's some movie, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, which tells the story of a forbidden friendship between the son of a Nazi officer and a Jewish boy imprisoned in a concentration camp. Sounds like a heartwarming story, but you know, certainly the timing of this is very convenient, and it tells me this whole operation has been in the works for a long time. Six movies coming out between now and Christmas about World War II and the Holocaust. That's a little too convenient for my taste. But there's, you know, a whole bunch of other movies. There's six of them. I don't want to... interesting that there's six. That's a magic number. But these are big productions. Like, one of them has Tom Cruise in it, coming out in Christmas, apparently. Valkyrie. About a German officer who heads up a plan to kill Hitler. Yeah, big stars, big productions. And, you know, it takes a good year to make a movie. So this has been planned for a while. And it's much like the script playing out in America with January 6th and the narrative of the white ring, white supremacist, right-wing Trump supporting anti-Semitic haters that is, I believe, going to climax in some kind of a false flag here in America very soon. They've been foreshadowing it for some time. So all this is very convenient, and we're really seeing in real time how these things are planned out years in advance, at least a year in advance, because it takes a minimum of a year to make a movie, especially a large-scale production. So when was the last time there were six Holocaust movies coming out all at once? I mean, you know, this kind of reminds me of the old A. Wyatt Man cartoons from back in the day, where they show like a young innocent-looking American boy in school with, you know, a Jewish teacher hypnotizing him with the Holocaust over and over and over again. It really is much like that, isn't it, guys? All very convenient. And, of course, there really is a parade of these kosher conservatives reading from the same script and really working to convince us how important it is to support Israel no matter what. And, you know, in the last few weeks, before all this happened, I've been kind of pushing against how phony the conservative movement is in America. And now we're seeing, you know, another example of why I think that. When we get back from the break, I'm going to play a couple of clips of some kosher conservatives. What a fraud. Stay tuned, guys.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So yes, before the break, I was just going over how we are being forever remembered, forever reminded that this is another Holocaust, guys, by all these kosher conservatives. You know, most of them who just happen to be Jewish, not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, like Dennis Prager, who's a little bit crypto, but he is. He's admitted it. Mark Levin, and of course my personal favorite, Ben Shapiro, or as I like to call him, Micro Ben Shapiro, because the guy's like literally 5'4" tall, and he's sort of the, you know, the poster child for you know, Jewish tribal nepotism. And I see we got some calls lining up already. So I need to finish up with these clips and I'll take the calls after the half hour break. So everyone just hold on. I want to get to your calls for sure. But Ben Shapiro has this really annoying voice with, you know, an awful tonality to it. And a speaking cadence that's just annoying and very, very rapid. I mean, the guy has autism for sure. He's on the spectrum. He probably has Asperger's or something like that. But nonetheless, he has a nationally syndicated radio show now. And he's really come unhinged from this event here. He's really letting his hair down and kind of showing the whole reason he's even involved in this propaganda that he does, which is Israel. That's why he's here, to keep American support for Israel. And I'm going to play two clips from him. They're brief. Don't worry. You don't have to hear his voice for very long, but let's just listen to Micro Ben, go totally unhinged and, you know, screaming for blood so Jews can be happy. That's how I'd put it. So, Sam, if you could play clip number one, please.
I am a Jew. Let me tell you what those words mean. They mean I'm a child of the people of the book. I'm a Jew. I'm a member of a people who will not be victimized again. And the Bible describes Amalek as preying on the weak and the elderly. That this is what they do. These are Nazis. Anybody who's called anyone a Nazi online, that's what Nazism looks like. Hamas has been beheading babies. They found the bodies of 40 babies, apparently. They've now found the bodies of 40 babies. That's breaking news right at this moment. That they've found the bodies of 40 babies. The military response will end the suffering of Israelis. That's the idea. The idea is Israel kills enough of these sons of bitches that this is not a problem again. There cannot be any limitation to Israel's military operations here. Evil must be eradicated. It cannot be dealt with. It cannot be negotiated with. There cannot be a ceasefire. These people have to be driven 6 feet under. They need to be dead. That is the only solution to true evil. No, this is called the siege. When you're in the middle of a war, you don't continue to supply electricity and water to the people who have just murdered 1,000 of your citizens.
We are fighting against human animals, and we are acting accordingly.
That is correct. That is obviously correct. Human animals is a pretty good description. And they are being encouraged, the civilians, by Hamas, to stay precisely where they are so that if Israel kills Hamas members, they also are going to be forced to kill civilians. If you hide behind a civilian, you are the person responsible for the death of that civilian. If Hezbollah gets in, Israel will unleash the F-16s, and the southern border of Lebanon will be a parking lot because they're not going to have any other choice. If Israel is stretched to the breaking point, it is not going to worry about the niceties of war. It is going to eviscerate the entire southern border of Lebanon. And the West had better get ready for ugly images coming out of Gaza, all the fault of Hamas.
And I'll say this to Prime Minister Netanyahu, finish them. Finish them. Hamas did this. You know Iran's behind it. Finish them.
Hamas has to be wiped off the face of the earth. Disproportionate. Bad? No. No. It turns out that the best way to deal with people who are murdering you is to disproportionately wipe them off the face of the earth. That is actually the best thing to do with people like Hamas terrorists.
Well, that was heartwarming, wasn't it? Interesting how he's even used the term human animals, a.k.a. goyim cattle. And you know old Ben's read the Talmud. He wears the little funny hat, you know, so he's well acquainted with all that, believe me. And now we're seeing the true, you know, bloodlust coming out here. And the, you know, getting people prepared for mass slaughter because they have no choice. We have to kill people so Jews can be happy. It's really amazing. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. Everyone stay tuned. A lot more to come.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Yes, before the final break there, we were just hearing Ben Shapiro call people human animals, agreeing with it anyway, right out of the Talmud. And I'm going to get to the calls. I want to play one more brief clip of Micro Ben Shapiro, because it's very important to actually hear him admit that the only reason he has loyalty to America is because America supports Israel. It's a brief clip, and he's in Israel, really letting his hair down. Let's just play the clip and listen carefully to what he says, though, guys. It's really incredible.
Do you ever wonder if one day you will have to flee the United States?
I mean, I think that every Jew throughout world history who has a brain and knows history has always wondered if a country that is not a Jewish state is going to eternally provide them security guarantees and full citizenship, of course. I mean, that's why the existence of the state of Israel is the single greatest guarantor of my loyalty to the United States, frankly. right? Because Israel exists, that means the United States is going to be a more welcoming place for me, because Israel is there as a backstop in case anything should go wrong.
Why won't you make Aliyah to the state of Israel?
Because the fundamental principles of the United States are good, eternally good, and worth upholding. And my fight to do that as a Jew is deeply important, not just to people who are not Jewish, but particularly to Jews. So in other words, my Jewish mission does not conflict with my presence in the United States or my citizenship in the United States or my loyalty to the United States.
Shouldn't Jews live in the state of Israel?
Shouldn't all Jews live in the state of Israel?
All Jews, the Jews.
Jews should live where they can do the most, where they can be a light to the nations. And for me, as a person with millions and millions of followers in the United States, promoting what I think are values that are eternally good, living in it and living in the United States is a point of I think, morality for me.
Amazing when these people put their hair down in Israel. They let the truth come out. He's only loyal to America because of Israel, and he's in America to propagandize Americans to support Israel. That's his whole purpose. Really amazing truth coming out there. Okay, I want to get to the calls. Just so everyone knows, the call-in number is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Let's go to Mike in Nebraska first. Mike, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Always love hearing you. Number one, you're right. They're always crying Holocaust, but I'm slowly losing hope we're ever going to have a real Holocaust. You know, I am hopeful, but I'm losing hope because they are so much in control of the narrative, aren't they?
Well, they're in control of the mainstream narrative, yes. And I really do think they're experiencing a bit of a miscalculation here, because the social media platforms are really on fire with all kinds of information that's counter their narrative. So it's an interesting time, and I it'll be very interesting to see what happens, Mike.
Well, just a couple of more points. Number one, on that point, they said that Israel's image was taking a real tarnishing in the last couple of years. And that's probably why they drummed this thing up. But what really gets me is, like, today I had to leave church because they were going to do an Israel rah-rah session. And trying to wake people up out of this hypnotic state is so hard. You know, I try to tell people, look at the damn flag. It's the Star of Remphan. There is no Star of David. Search the scriptures from one end to the other. There is no Star of David. It's the Star of Remphan mentioned by Timothy before he was murdered in the book of Acts in chapter 2, and then also in the book of Amos. It is a satanic symbol. There's 6 points, 6 triangles, and 6 sides on the inside. It's 666. And once you know who's running Israel, you know everything coming out of everywhere is a lie out of the mainstream media. Would you agree?
And oh, so, great.
And basically, if you look at whatever they're saying, the opposite is going to be more closer to the truth.
Great points, Mike. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're right. The star is a 666. If you look at it, that's an excellent point. No denying it. It's right there if you just look at it. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see which way the narrative spins. I think it's spinning out of control. And you're right. The Israel was taking kind of a bad image, especially to the left. I don't think they expected the left to turn on Israel as much as it has. But of course, the conservatives are on board no matter what. It's really quite shocking.
Yeah. And okay, if anybody's interested, I'd just like to say, Dave, there is holocausthandbooks.com for anyone who wants the truth on that issue. It's a great website, holocausthandbooks.com. Thank you.
Oh, great. I've not been on that. I'll have to check it out. I want to thank you for your call, Mike. Let's go on to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. You know, those movies, I think they must have reintroduced them because they're about 10 years old, Valkyrie and the Boy in the Gray Pajamas. I remember seeing that one because they thought that he was a in the concentration camp, they, of course, right at the end, they put him right in the showers, and he died.
Oh,
there goes
really?
The shower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's still well, that's sorry interesting. For so, poor boy.
Yeah, so they're reintroducing some old movies as well as making new ones. Yeah, thanks for the clarification there. But you ruined
Schindler's
the movie
List
for me. Now I can't go see it.
I'm surprised Schindler's List wasn't on there.
Oh, yeah, they should they should get that back on. Schindler's List, the collector's edition.
Yeah. You know, that's a book. And I always tell people, you know, that's a book. If you want to go find it in the library, you look under fiction.
Right.
It's a fiction yes. book.
Good point.
So anyway, also when they talk about we're the people of the book, they need to tell people it's the Talmud, what book they're talking about.
Another good point, Laura. Yes, what book are we talking about here? And, you know, Glenn Shapiro clearly has read the Talmud, referencing human animals. That's the Goyim cattle. So, it's really amazing the truth that comes out when these people get rattled, and their cage has been rattled this time. And we're expected just to go along with it no matter what the consequences are to the rest of the world. And I find it interesting how America is, we're always told Israel is our greatest ally. Well, exactly what has Israel ever done for America? I think that's a fair question. All
right.
I can think of is getting us involved in war
right.
and costing us lots of money and making enemies for us.
I also was in Malta when the USS Liberty was hit.
Interesting.
And their ship was heading toward to help the Liberty. They got called off.
Yeah, well,
the
LBJ...
Racing the Liberty...
Yes, LBJ was a hardcore Zionist at the very least, and just a traitor to the country in so many different ways. Certainly was involved in the assassination of Kennedy, no question about that. And of course, that was a kosher operation if you look into it. But yeah, it's amazing. I appreciate your call, Laura.
I got one more thing to say.
Okay, go ahead.
If you got your head on straight, every once in a while I go to Fox News, listen to what they say. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have to laugh about it, the crap they're pulling. They really dragged Hitler into it. Said that Hitler hired the Mufti. I guess he's supposed to be the head Muslim guy to start the Muslim Brotherhood. I never heard that before.
Well, you know, the very foundation of conservatism in America is supporting Israel, unfortunately. And it's the whole movement, as we are presented, it's a fraud. A true conservative movement would be America first, stay out of foreign wars, not get involved in all this. But, of course, that's not anywhere close to what's happening now. I want to thank you for your call. I've got two other people I want to get to, but thank you. Now we have... Chance in West Virginia. Chance, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Scorpio. I got to ask you something. I've noticed, is it just me or what, that sees this modern-day strange phenomenon of women and homos wanting to go to war and murder people? I'll give you an example. You got the homo. What's his name? Lindsey Graham, right? Now, I thought homos were gentle, kind, caring, effete, happy-go-lucky, and tiptoe through the tulips, right? But no, he wants to go to war. Now you got Nikki Haley. I thought women once had the reputation of being protective, motherly, and life-givers, and she wants to go murder people. You see what I'm starting to say? Has society in this country gone apeshit crazy or what?
Well, yeah, those are good points. And these are called chicken hawks. It's very easy to advocate for someone else to go to war and get killed or maimed or psychologically damaged for life. And of course, I believe Lindsey Graham, you know, is a closeted homosexual and he's compromised. And if he doesn't say those things, they're going to release some, let's say, unflattering pictures of him. Okay.
I mean, really, I find it awfully strange how homos and women are banging the drums to murder Palestinians. I find it awfully strange. If years ago, you know, you wouldn't hear this. Now it's like all the creeps and weirdos, and it's like society has flipped on its head. That's all I got to say now. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks, Chance. Good points. And I think it's all part of the mental illness that America is suffering right now. This call for war, you know, it really, since 9/11, we've been sort of conditioned to accept and actually cheerlead for wars we shouldn't even be involved in. And of course, Israel got us involved in all those wars through the false flag known as 9/11. Their involvement is undeniable. Anyone that's looked into it. Again, what has Israel ever done for America? They're our greatest ally. What have they ever done for us? It sounds like a dysfunctional relationship to me. I think we need to go into some relationship counseling to use psychobabble. Anyway, I got two more callers here. Let's go to Miles in Maine. Miles, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Scorpio. Yeah, you know, just let's remember at the end of the day, it's all Putin's fault. And
of course,
know, let's look at
he's the mastermind of all of this.
Yeah, unbelievable. But let's look at some of the facts heading up to this. You know, just before this, isn't it funny how they wanted to start up the draft? And then all of a sudden we get the, let's have people from Israel just come here and they don't need a visa or anything. Oh, and wait a minute, wasn't the guy that designed the Homeland Security for the airport, wasn't that Israeli-led operation that, you know, runs a security for the airport with Chertoff and all that type of thing? And they're so good now, they're so competent as Biden now, that apparently people can just jump in with drones and hang gliders, and they can do all this in a matter of hours and seconds and have thousands and thousands of missiles. And I mean, it's just amazing, this modern technology, isn't it, Scorpio?
Oh, it is amazing, actually. Yeah, you know, at the right moment, terrorists can do magic things like, you know, knock down three buildings with two airplanes, things like that. So, yeah, it's the fantasy that we're being fed as reality is becoming laughable to anyone that actually has cognitive skills and critical thinking.
Well, after all this, wouldn't you think that a competent leadership would look back at this visa process now and say, hey, we better put this on hold a minute?
Oh, no, America's for everybody, Miles, especially Jews. We can't stop anyone from coming in the country. That'd be racist, homophobic, and xenophobic. But interesting how that doesn't apply to Israel. Walls work in Israel, and borders are very important, even though Israel's never actually defined its borders. Fun fact there.
Yeah, well, if we can't get these politicians to work for us, I think we need to get rid of every single one of them, and that means not vote any of them back in office, not a single one, not Jim Jordan, not none of these guys, not none of these apologists, none of these people that refuse to stand up for America and even challenge or question or any of this. I mean, we still don't know where any of this Ukraine money went, but all of a sudden this outfit here that attacked in Israel has all these weapons and everything. We don't know anything about it. We don't know where these weapons went. There's no accountability. It's ridiculous, stupid. I mean, people have more accountability to the IRS, the average everyday citizen, than this whole administration has. It's ridiculous. And with that, have a great show, Scorpio. It's good to hear you. Can't wait till you get 2 hours in here.
Oh, thanks, Miles. I appreciate the call and excellent points. America has a long history of using leftover arms from one conflict and shipping them to the next conflict. Fletcher Prouty points this out quite aptly in his book, The Secret Team, a book I highly recommend. But let's keep going on the calls. We're running out of time. The infamous hijacker from Washington. Hijacker, you are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scorpio, great show. As soon as I heard that you were going to start doing shows, you went to my must listen to even before I started listening. So you got a great show here. Well, I'm coming in with my colors for a reason. In other words, the hijacker instead of my birth name, Timothy. So heads up here, Scorpio, and the audience. We have a lunar eclipse that's going to happen on October the 28th, and it's going to go right through the Middle East. In fact, it's going to go on that whole side of the Earth, so to speak. 7 billion people are going to see a partial. 6 billion will see the full. And you couple that with our Ring of Fire solar eclipse that we just had. We have four aircraft carrier groups in the Middle East right now. Blackburn has reported on this. One's in the Red Sea, one's in the Persian Gulf, two in the Mediterranean. Also, there's a British carrier group heading there. So if you, when you take a look and think, okay, these are, and then we've got these two eclipses, one solar, one lunar, within 1 month, which is a an oddity. And then you realize, wait a minute, this Muslim religion, it's about the moon god. This Babylonian Talmudic Judaism religion, this has also got the moon god in it. And so you're seeing massive amounts of forces built up. And, of course, you and I both know on the geopolitical level, the economics are about to go. The death wave from the jab is hitting. All these things are hitting. And if Israel is going to buck up and basically take down Iran, it's going to be now. Because it doesn't look like they're going to stop. And then the other big scary little piece of information that happens on October the 28th is when you add the numbers up, not only is it a full moon, but if you add it up, it comes to 18, which is the infamous 666. So I think we're approaching something which everybody needs to really get prepared. This might be it, Scorpio. This could be it.
Well, great points. I really like the sort of cosmic element to this that's very real, and you're right about the moon and the connection to Islam and Judaism. I think things are going to hit the wall in a couple of different ways, and things are speeding up exponentially. And, you know, Hijacker, if you could leave your Skype contact with the producer. I don't have you on my Skype anymore because I got locked out of my old one, but I'd like to reconnect with you.
Oh, that's awesome. What happened, because I've tried to get a hold of you a couple times, and you're just dead.
Yeah, I had to open a new account. So if you could leave your Skype contact with the producer, I'll reach out to you, because I really like where you're going, and you always kind of hit the upper level, the inner core of the onion with your thinking. I do appreciate that very much.
Yeah, okay, Scorpio, I certainly will. I'll see if he holds me over here.
Oh, right on. No, actually, he's already put it in the chat for me, so I'll hook you. I'll shout out at you in a few minutes.
Yeah, and one other thing is Robert ought to have Robert Revolt on his show tonight. He ought to incorporate a lot of this stuff. He keeps up on this, but he can see all the indicators too. So, so we'll be talking then, Scorpio. Thanks
so
much.
Sounds good, man. You take care. Right. Thank you
God
for
bless.
The call.
Bye bye.
Okay, we got one last caller who's been waiting patiently. Brendan in Massachusetts. Brendan, go ahead, sir. You are on the air.
Hello, Dave. Big question. When will military conscription be put into place, and how would it be done? Could it be done exclusively through a chief executive order?
I honestly don't think military conscription will work in America anymore. We have, you know, they've feminized and, you know, made several generations of soy boys who aren't going to go along with that. I think it would cause major disruptions. I think the play is using private military forces and recruiting foreign citizens or non-citizens into the military. I think that's how it's going to play out. I just don't think it'll work in America. And where are they going to send, what war are they going to send these people to?
Well, what I was thinking is, first and foremost, I understand what you're saying with regards to foreign mercenaries. That's been happening as a compensation for a lack of quantity and quality in the U.S. military fighting all these wars for the past 20-some-odd years. However, It's lacking in professionalism because they are fighting for a paycheck and they're mostly freelancers, and it's not working in the Ukraine. It probably won't work against Iran, and that's my concern. Israel will demand professionalism, no longer freelancers, professionals that can be drafted and trained, maybe inadequately, but trained nonetheless, put into a U.S. military uniform and dropped off to fight the Iranians. That is my big concern.
Well, that's a possible scenario. I honestly don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Iran is the rogue state we are told it is. I think there's deals cut behind the scenes. As I pointed out before, I saw a photograph of the president of Egypt giving a Masonic handshake to Bibi Netanyahu just a few days ago. Very clearly a lion's paw shake, no question about it. Nobody shakes hands like that normally. And, of course, okay. Iran did the COVID two-step as much as any other country. So, what you're saying is possible, but I honestly don't see that in the cards. I don't think Iran's going to do anything other than shoot off their mouth a little bit. None of the Arab countries have helped the Palestinians in, 50 years? I think deals have been cut behind the scenes. So you could be right, but I'm doubtful that's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, I appreciate the call. And with that, the show is over. That hour always flies by so fast. Thanks for everyone that called in and everyone who listened. And until next week, take care. Bye-bye.
Don't trust anyone.
On the Lone Highway. On the Lone Highway. Highway.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth.